Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Sarah Kiwa.
And I'm Mickey Overman.
And this is Thank Fuck For That, a podcast in which we hear stories from our guests about the moments in their lives that might have changed everything.
Whether they are huge near misses or small, seemingly insignificant choices, we all have stories that we look back on and wonder, what if?
Our guests will bring us their best Thank Fuck For That moment so we can delight in how different their lives could have been.
Hello.
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 Hello, Mickey.
Hello, Sarah.
It's me.
It is you.
It's me.
Wait, Sarah?
Mario.
Oh. Oh, hello, Mario.
A pleasure to be here with you today.
It's me, Luigi. No.
You're not Luigi.
Why do I get...
You could be Luigi.
Why can you be Mario and I can't be your
brother?
I feel
like we have a Luigi-Mario dynamic, actually.
Do you think?
Yeah, because you're a bit taller than me. That's the only reason. That's the only reason. You're a
but
bit taller than me.
We have the same quick rapport.
We do, as they do. I mean, have you ever seen them talking?
As
they even get on?
We have the same quick rapport as I imagine in my dreams Mario and Luigi have.
Maria. You've never heard of Mario. You don't know who Mario is.
Yeah. I was saying it in the Italian way.
I was speaking to Maria.
Mario.
Ah, Maurizio.
I don't think that's right either. No, I think it would still be so. Mario.
That's a nice save.
Thank you. Oh, thank you, actually.
How are you anyway?
Fuck. Yeah, fine, I think.
Got any tidbits for me?
Got any tidbits? We drove for so many hours this weekend.
Why?
Because we were doing a festival in Falmouth.
Whom's we?
Patrick and I.
Patricio.
The royal we.
The royal we. As in us two.
No, as in the royal we. Because we have so much fun. Oh no. What a terrible way to start the podcast.
Oh no. Oh no. We just lost all of our patrons. All of our patrons just cancelled their subscriptions.
That's
together.
What you think, did it? Oh. Me saying royal we.
They're all gone.
Oh. A mass exodus.
Wendy Taylor.
Oh no. Oh, hey Wendy.
I love Wendy.
Hey, so yeah, hey. So listen. That's the Duchess of Riverside. Hey. So
it sounded kind of Brooklyn. Hey.
Yeah. Yeah, but Brooklyn has lots of Dutch people, no?
Okay, now it's Dutch.
Thank you.
You're messing with my head.
I was doing my dad. But
You drove?
Yeah, we drove for it was like 5-6 hours there. And then for some reason it took like 8 hours back.
Where did you go?
Is this Cornwall?
Oh, don't do that.
Yeah, but we did it.
Don't do that.
And I'd never been there before, so I was quite excited because I was like, oh, we'll make like a little trip out of it. But you know when you say this, you never do?
No.
You just still just go like for the one day
You get there, you do what you need to do.
Do the gig, and then you get out. Mm. So we had accommodation, and we were sleeping that the festival had arranged, and it was like, you know, student accommodation. And the room was so hot.
No.
But, no. So I know the signs of sleeping is that, like, your body needs to cool down, and that's how you are able to, like, fall asleep.
Mm.
But the body could not cool down at all. And then, what did the body do? The body. So the window we thought could only open on like a little.
Oh, sorry.
That was so loud.
I'm so sorry. I'm really.
The body could only, the window could only open on like a small slit, we thought. But then it turned out that actually you could throw it wide open. We only realized this like 4 hours into the night. So it was like halfway through.
At least you figured it out.
Yeah. So then we managed to like open the window, and then this cool air came into the wind, came in like, and it like kind of rustled over our legs. And I genuinely think it's the best feeling I've ever felt in my life.
Yeah.
Like, it was unbelievable. And I kept on saying to Patrick, I was like, can you believe this?
Yeah. He's like, yes.
I think he was just like, yeah, cold air. And I was like, you're not experiencing what I am experiencing. He's like,
what have you taken?
Just think, it was like the best high I've ever had in my life.
That sounds really good.
I just think like people need to be so hot for 4 hours and then just put on a fan.
Feel cool.
They're going to freak the fuck out.
You don't know how good you've got it not being too hot right now.
Yeah. Is that anything?
That's good. Yeah, no, that's a good story about being hot then not being hot anymore.
That's I'm really
great
I'm,
anecdotal I'm, props you got there.
I really brought it for you.
Well, should we have a guess?
You're welcome. No.
I got a bit of a situation going on at
home.
Oh
my God, great.
So.
Can you open the window to solve
it? Well, window related and it's heat related.
Oh shit, go ahead.
It's really hot in our flat.
England, not built for the fucking heat. Oh, sorry. Someone just...
Slammed about.
I think it is amazing. It's normally so quiet. We've literally done how many podcast episodes in here? And it's been so quiet.
I've got no idea. This man is on one.
Yeah, probably.
Who moves around a building like that?
Who moves like that?
Mm-hmm. It's really hot in our flat. The sun beats down on the windows. Louisa,
mm-hmm.
having the one brain in the family... bought this reflective stuff that you stick on the windows so that it bounces the light back, keeps you cool, and also stops you being it like in like a mirror so you can't see into our flat. It just reflects from
wonderful
the outside.
So you guys can be just like nude
but nude the whole time,
which you guys love.
Perfect for summer.
Yeah,
we do. There's no bum jail anymore.
No,
we're out, we're free.
Yeah,
we're emancipated. Is that the opposite?
Yeah, but I thought for a second you said romancipated. And I was like, whoa.
We are romancipated.
Like, yeah. I was like, that's an amazing word you've just made up. That means like you're free to romance it up.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Okay. So you've been romancipated?
No. So now what happens is birds fly at our window.
Oh, God.
Constantly. They just smack the glass and then sit dazed outside.
Oh,
for so long.
No.
They've got no idea what we are. They're so confused. So we've built a pigeon trap, and they just smack their stupid heads against our building all day long.
Can you not take it down?
We're not taking it down.
Okay, so the priority.
Do you know how many pigeons I got now?
I thought you were going to say like
I'm on 10 pigeons.
The priority is that I, Sarah Keyworth, can be nude.
But nude.
The priority is not saving the birds.
The priority is that I can do my mooning without getting in trouble. I can moon the street.
You can get your daily moon in.
Yeah. I don't want to get in trouble for mooning.
No.
Louisa set this up for me so I can get my moons done.
Yeah.
And not have any bother from the cops.
Right.
Yeah.
Who were about to be a bother.
Who were about to be a bother.
What do you think you burying pigeons in the local park, it's gonna do.
They said, as long as I have my pants on, they don't mind what I go to. That's a direct quote.
This is really from sad. The police.
They're not dying. They're just.
Oh, they're not.
They're just hitting.
And but how like, do you know they're not dying? Maybe they fly off. Yeah, well, they're concussed.
Well, as long as they're not dying on my land.
You don't have any land.
I don't own any land. I don't know. Just be smarter. Just be better.
Be better.
Just be better. Don't be a thick pigeon. I've said it before, I'll say it again.
Yeah, you have said it before, actually. Stop saying that.
Don't be a thick pigeon.
Fuck. Well, you know, listen. Pigeons, if you're listening.
Pigeons, if you're listening. So many of our patrons are pigeons. You noticed that?
Oh, my God. So many. That's why they all flew out of here.
It's all in the chat.
When I said. We've given them all names.
Yeah.
You will be Wendy.
You.
Wonderful.
We should get a guest in here.
We should. We've got such a good guest today.
Great guest.
Podcaster, comedian,
actor, writer,
Dane.
Star. Dane. Yeah, yeah. You're right. Thanks. I thought you said Dame, and I was like, really?
Oh, yeah. Something to find out.
Sophie Hagen.
Sophie Hagen. Wonderful Sophie Hagen.
Fantastic Sophie Hagen. Really excited to interview them. So without further ado, let's get this dame in. Hi, it's me, Sarah. Thank you so much for listening to Thank Fuck for That. If you're enjoying the podcast, please sign up to our Patreon to support us. We need some help making it. We're doing it all by ourselves. So please sign up. Even if it's just £3 a month, that would make the world of difference. Thanks so much. Here's the episode.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Sophie Hagen is here!
Sophie Hagen!
Yay. Welcome Yay. To the podcast. How are you today?
Thank you. I am well, I think.
Good. You've just had a quite significant experience outside with our previous guest, Amy Matthews. Mickey, you were not present for this.
That was very spooky.
Sophie's wearing a pair of trousers that has a man's face on.
Yeah.
Both legs down the side. There's like four of this guy's face.
Yeah. It's really cool, by the way.
Thank you. Well.
You just did a handover with Amy where I let Amy out, brought you in, and mm-hmm. Amy was like, oh, is that the face of the man that everybody sees in their dreams?
Mm-hmm. And turns out, yes, it's a spooky man that people see in their dreams.
Is that true?
There's a big thing on Reddit about this man's face
yeah.
being the most common face that's seen in dreams or something like that.
They did a Reddit thread where they asked people, someone did a sketch.
It was on Wikipedia, it's called yeah. This Man.
Yeah.
That man.
Apparently that's a guy on my trousers.
Wait, but you didn't notice no, when you bought the trousers?
No, that is the bit that is,
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Why is this whole day has a spooky vibe to it.
The man's in the room. What's going on?
Why is he in the room?
He wants his trousers back, I think.
He does.
Yeah.
he wants loyalty or something.
His trousers. So you didn't know when you bought these trousers that this man...
No, I just thought it was a fun man.
Yeah, I think it's a fun man.
Really fun man.
It's apparently not. He's apparently really scaring a lot of people.
It does look like
Why would the company have put them on the trousers?
Quirky, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a quirky thing. It's a quirky thing, isn't
it? It's all about quirk these days. Quirk sells is the new thing.
As if you know anything about branding.
That's fashion. That's fashion, Mickey. Quirk sales.
I'm quite excited, though. Now I feel like I can be, like, sitting on the tube and someone will be like,
I know
who's
that?
And I can be like, what do you mean? Mm. They'll be like, oh, I saw him in my dream. And I'll be like, he's been dead for 14 years.
Yes. Yes.
That's amazing. That's so good.
Yeah.
How do you know you're not dreaming now?
That's a good one, too. Or yeah. Just, which man? These are white trousers.
Oh.
Yeah, just completely gaslight them.
I'm not even wearing any trousers.
Yeah. I'm naked right now.
I have someone else say, who are you talking to? Yeah. Oh my God, this is all I'll be doing from
you
now on.
Get, you could do matching like top
70
as well.
Levels of that.
Yeah.
You get a top with
sit on the tube 14 hours a day.
Yeah.
Freaking people out.
Terrifying people.
Oh my God. I guess we'll have to put like a picture of the man in our stories.
Yeah.
I guess we'll be able to find him. Because we just go
yeah,
with that
just
man.
Yeah, Googled this man.
That
this
man online.
I can also, at one point, at the end, I can stand up. I just don't feel like it right now.
But you don't have to do anything you don't want to.
Thank you so much. So kind.
Okay.
I do get safe space vibes from this.
Yeah, from this haunted hospital.
This haunted hospital basement. I feel incredibly safe.
This is where we've created a safe space for people.
It does have a real asylum feel, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
I think us being in it doesn't help.
Doesn't help.
I feel like I'm just going to stand outside this door, and then when you leave, I'll just like ignore you, and you'll be like, Sophie, what are you doing? Like, and yeah. Then I'll text you and be like, oh, home safe. Oh my God, there's so much potential in these trousers.
There
this is.
There's also a lot of potential, I guess, in you just full out gaslighting people.
Yeah,
exactly.
Or Sophie texts later and goes, sorry, I couldn't make it today.
Yes. I had a dream.
Yeah, I overslept.
I don't think we'd mind. We'd just be like, oh, don't worry about it. You were really good.
Yeah, you were great.
Imagine that. You just wake up, turns out you've already done it.
Yeah.
That'd be so nice.
Best day.
I'm having surgery in September and I'm really excited for the anesthetic part of it because apparently it's like having a really good nap, but like so much has been done.
Such a good nap. I had my appendix out in February and I was really nervous about the because they were all, the doctors don't care about feelings. But they were just like, oh yeah, it's a bit risky, but we'll put you under. I was like, what? And then just as I was being put under, the woman who was doing it just went, I'm a big fan of your work. And I was like, oh, what?
No. That's like, the worst case scenario.
It's like, I'm really vulnerable right now.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And I would, in my head, I'd be like, I don't want anyone who likes my comedy in charge of my operation right now.
But also, rather like, that she likes my work.
Yeah,
and if
true.
She's like, actually. That
you're one of my least favourite people.
That thing you said on that podcast, I really disagreed with.
I hate you and everything you stand for.
Bye.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, don't you have an anesthetic story? Didn't you have one where you were under anesthetic and then you said all this wacky stuff?
No.
But what a fun story that would be coming from you. But can you make one up?
I don't.
Jesus.
I will do.
You
soon.
Will have in September.
Yeah. Will.
So you don't have an appendix?
No, I don't have an appendix. I was about to say or a gallbladder, but I still have that one. I shouldn't have my gallbladder.
Really?
Yeah, they told me that I needed to get it out. But I didn't have time.
You're like, fuck you, I'm keeping it.
Yeah, I was like, I'll just...
Wait, you needed to get it out as well?
No, that was 10 years ago.
Wow.
What did your gallbladder do?
Well, back then it wasn't doing a lot of good things. It was making little stones, I guess.
Right.
And then they were like, we have to take it out or you'll, I don't know, bad things will happen.
Yeah.
What's it meant to do?
We don't know. It's something about, there was a lot of things I couldn't eat. It was like, oh, but you just can't have red meat, sugar, salt, alcohol.
The good stuff.
Or everything.
Okay.
I could have like carrots and that's it. So I was like, I'll just live like that instead of getting the surgery.
The gallbladder is like a small rabbit that lives inside you.
Yeah.
And then I did that for 6 months and then I had a kebab and it was fine.
Oh,
10
maybe,
years later,
maybe
here
just,
I am.
Maybe just needed like a little cleanse.
Yeah, I just needed a little.
Because I've done that.
Yeah.
Where like I had to go on a little cleanse because everything inside was like completely blocked up. And then I did 9 months. And then after that, it was fine.
Listen, this is not a medical podcast. Do not ignore.
Do take this advice
of your medical.
Just go on a little cleanse. Whatever you have.
Ignore your doctor.
That's what shut
eat
down
some carrots,
this hospital.
Don't get surgery.
No, but that was told to me by a medical professional. I didn't make that up.
Okay, I was told the opposite, and I was like, I don't have time to get a surgery.
Mm.
I'll just...
Then you just ate that for...
For 6 months and then...
Jesus.
Got drunk one night and had a kebab and that everything was fine. And then I've continued living like that for 10 years.
So right, you ate a potentially life-threatening kebab because you were drunk.
Yeah.
Must have been the best kebab.
Being drunk in itself was also not okay. So once you're drunk, like,
I suppose so. But imagine a kebab that makes you want to risk it all.
I am.
You're drunk, any kebab wants to make you risk it all.
That's fair. Yeah.
Also, like, so isn't good. A kebab in, like, the best of times? Not just, like, kind of a tricky food.
Yeah, I'd say it's a rogue move.
It's a rogue move.
To go 6 months
That's
on carrots.
That's why we all have to be drunk to eat
and
it.
And then going all in.
Yeah. It's not, it's not a gateway junk food, is it, a kebab?
It's, you've pretty much given up on life at that point.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't need my gallbladder.
I
don't need my life.
I respect it.
Yeah.
I love
thank,
it.
Thank you.
What a way to go.
Yeah. Thank you.
What, the kebab?
Yeah. Well, some people talk about how they want to sort of slip away in their sleep or, you know, that, like, they, you don't want to think about it too much. Having a kebab take you out, I think, is a lovely way to go.
I did fall asleep once mid-kebab.
Did you?
Mid-kebab?
Me and Helen Bauer.
Wait, were you lying
down? I'd
gotten
drunk. And then we were back in our hotel with kebabs. And then, like, she was like, the next day, she was like, yeah, I had to take, you had fallen asleep, like, mid eating the kebab.
What, were you lying down eating the kebab?
Yeah, we were both, like, on our beds, you know, like, pillows propped up.
Oh, yeah. So you were sort of, leaning.
Yeah,
you weren't
reclining.
Like... So, I was, yeah.
And I guess by
which
that point...
kind of fatal if you
kebab
were...
Kebab on your chest.
Kebab on my chest.
Oh, that's smart. Mm.
Because also, like, the kebab is, it's hard to eat. It's a lot.
Yeah, it can be a lot, yeah.
I don't have a big enough mouth for this kebab. Sorry, boys. And then, yeah, so I'd fallen asleep. And she was like, I had to take the kebab off you. Yeah.
Did she eat it?
Yeah, I think we're
did
both
she
thinking,
eat it?
Yeah, we're both thinking the same thing. Yeah.
Would you have eaten it? She had a kebab herself.
I know, but when you're drunk
and
somebody else...
It's two kebab Helen, isn't it?
I don't... Oh, yeah, it is two kebab Helen, famously. But she might have eaten it. But I don't want to say that that's true. I don't remember.
No, I think we should say that's true. Helen took the kebab out of your sleeping mouth.
Yeah, took the kebab.
Finished it for you.
And then finished it for me.
I once left some waffle fries, then had to go out to do a gig. Louisa and I think we'd had like a small argument about something stupid.
She ate your waffle fries.
She had a few drinks, got home, ate my waffle fries.
Oh, no.
And it's a real point of contention in our relationship.
Because you got home thinking there were still waffle fries.
I was excited for my waffle fries because I'd had a few drinks.
Yeah.
We'd had like this petty little row that had been resolved by the time I got home. So I got home and she was like, hi. And I was like, hi. And then I was like, where are my waffle fries? And she was like, you have to understand that when it happened, I was mad at you. And I was like, this is not okay.
Oh.
Wait,
this
are these?
A betrayal.
Frozen waffle fries.
Yeah.
Did she not just make some more?
Not just, they hadn't just been on
the
table.
Ones. That was the last one.
She'd cooked them.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's like a long... That's
a long match.
That's not an angry, like,
sustained anger. She was drunk as well, you have to remember.
Yeah, but you still have to turn on the oven, wait.
There's so many things you have to do. Yeah.
That's a long
con. That's
not
so many things.
That's a long con.
It's like three things.
Could she not have gone to the shop and get some
minutes.
More?
This was like 11 o'clock at night.
Yes.
Do you have to live a room?
Yes.
We do have to live.
We have so many options. Sophie and I have given Louise so many options to have resolved this.
Okay. Well, she listens to the podcast, so now she knows what she's doing.
Louisa!
Yeah.
Get me some new fries.
Louisa!
You have 24 hours.
Deliveroo, Sarah, some fries.
It doesn't need 24 hours because you can get them very quickly at Deliveroo.
Yeah. Or like any of those services.
I have eaten waffle fries since, by the way. I'm fine.
We've just only just heard about this. So we're not fine.
Yeah.
We're still having to deal with this.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever had waffle fries. What are they?
You know the ones you get from Leon? You can buy packets of frozen waffle fries.
That, oh, like, yeah, I've had them from Leon. They're nice.
Yeah. You wouldn't want someone else to eat them, would you? Sophie, this is a podcast about life-changing moments.
Mm-hmm.
Do you...
Obviously. We've already covered quite a few of them.
We have.
Yeah.
The waffle fries. The gallbladder.
To the bep, Helen.
Do you dwell on things that could have changed your life?
Not really. I do it the other way around. I do it when like little things have changed something. I'm like, what if I hadn't done that?
Yeah.
But I don't like the other way around. I don't like to think of...
Is there one that haunts you?
You mean the of what could,
the
what
other
I should
way.
Have done?
Yeah.
There are a few, and I'm not sure how normal this is, but I'm assuming you'll have a few stories from people who did wild things in their early 20s or teen years where you're like, how am I still alive? No.
Rarely.
Yeah, we've interviewed a bunch of fucking nerds, man. Yeah.
Bunch of dweebs, actually.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I was too. But then I met my friend Ina. And the thing about Ina is that Ina had this thing of like, you never say no. So I was like,
oh, Ina.
Okay.
Oh, no. Sounds like Ina was going through some stuff.
Ina was just like, hey, everything's fine. We can just do things. And Ina also...
how was she with consent?
Ina also had the... This is why I felt so safe with Ina. And why I'm going to not just put this on me being young and stupid. I probably still do this. So Ina has told me that she can see into the future. So that's why it's very safe to do things with her. Because she would have told me if things was going to go bad, right? So we decided
You can't end that sentence with right. Like we're all on the same page.
We're on the same page, Sarah. We're not on the Ina same page.
When someone tells you, and they're so certain, we'll be fine.
There's no way of proving whether or not she's accurately seeing into the future.
Am I still alive? Yes.
Okay, but that's
your mic is disconnected.
Hello?
Yeah, it's working.
Oh. There's a 50-50 chance of whether or not you're still alive or not. So she's gone, I'm going to take a punt, say you will be still alive. Made an educated guess. And if you're not, then it's not her problem, is it?
She's the only
no
person.
No one there to say.
If
Ina.
I was on a plane and anyone was like, get off the plane, it's going to crash, I would mostly be like, shut up. If she did it, I'd get off the plane.
What are her qualifications then?
She can see into the future. I don't think that's something they hand out in a school. I think it's just an ability
what
you
is it
get.
About, what is it about Ina that made you go, you know what?
She's very convincing. She's very I convincing.
It. I love it. I feel like I'd 100% be convinced by this.
Right. I can see into the future.
No.
No.
I can.
You would have said it earlier.
I can.
You would have said it earlier. Well, you wouldn't have
believed
been so...
me, but now I feel like you
would. You wouldn't have left those waffle fries.
Yeah.
Would you?
You've already,
I don't think you would.
Fuck, you've got me there.
You've already told the story.
That's how you know Ina
there.
Never leaves food unguarded.
But also, Ina could do other... Like, there were so many weird things around Ina. Like, she could see ghosts. Like, so we would be in... She lived in a very, very, very old part of, like, a flat. And then we would sit and she would, like, just look above my head. And I'd be like, what is it? And she'd be like, no, no, it's okay, it's friendly.
Wait,
she's fucking with
she
you.
Lived in a,
no.
She lived in an old part of the flat.
So
it was a newer part of the flat.
No, no, listen. It was an old flat, but she lived in like there used to be like a maid's quarter, like within
ooh,
the flat.
That's good.
So you had to cross like the hallway where there's like stairs and stuff and then go into a separate part of the flat where there was like a sink in the corner. I mean, bigger than this. This is very much more like a very like old Danish flat. So like, oh, she lived
was
where
the sink Copenhagen?
So she'd look above your head,
yeah,
and she'd go, she she could see something above your head,
yeah,
and you'd go, what? And she'd go,
like,
don't
no,
worry,
it's okay.
Friendly.
Yeah, it's okay.
And you'd be like, yeah, it is.
How
yeah.
Fortunate that they were all friendly and none of
no,
them.
Oh no, some of them were not friendly, but oh. Then she was there to take care of that.
How fortunate!
I love Ina.
We did a lot of traveling.
I love Ina.
So we were like,
I need to meet in Ina.
She's incredible. She's
where
an
is she
incredible,
now?
But she's in Denmark. She works in a refugee camp and
okay.
Just and as a volunteer, what are they called? The ones that like volunteer to get out in the ocean and save people. Those
God.
Ones.
Ina.
She's like the coolest person
lifeguard.
I've ever.
Lifeguard, is it?
No, because it's more like you get in a boat and then you...
Baywatch.
No, Baywatch is like within the vicinity of like you can swim there. She's gets in, have you ever seen Baywatch
Sarah,
get in a boat?
Stop saying no to this beautiful person that Sophie's telling us about.
I have to be contrary in this situation.
Why?
We can't all sit around going, yeah, of course. Ina predicts the future.
Ina predicts the future.
What is wrong with you today?
I love it. Well, what do you mean what's wrong with me?
Listen, I didn't. Despite what I've seen, and I've seen a lot from
ooh.
Ina and in Ina's like. I've not seen, like, evidence. Is there ever evidence? No, there's not.
For anything.
But I've just seen...
No, it's like how you can't well, prove God exists.
Sort of this... Oh.
You're saying Ina is God now, are you?
Yes. Just for the case of this argument, I'm going to say yes, exactly.
Exactly.
But if we were alone, I would probably have a chat about how
sure,
that
yeah.
connects. But in this situation...
Well, yeah. I think
there's a lot of weird stuff that's happened.
I think you've undermined your point there.
I think he knows God. I think she's the second part of the goddess Athena.
Yeah.
You just made that up.
Never mind the spelling.
Well, there's a goddess Athena.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, for God's sake.
Well, she's the goddess of war.
Okay.
I don't think you're helping.
So Ina.
Ina, right now. Please stop.
If she can predict the future, can't she just place bets on who's going to win the World Cup and stuff?
It's not like that, is it? It's more like it comes to her in the moment. It's like she'll be like, step back, and there's a car. That kind of stuff.
But she just sees the car coming. You're on the road.
Step back.
Logically.
It's around the corner. It's very quiet. It's a Tesla. It's very quiet.
I need to hang out with Ina. I need to know. Okay.
Ina has made me believe in things that I
listen,
didn't believe in previously.
I've been with Ina in situations where I've been like, I don't know how to explain that.
Yeah.
Like what? Like a
we were hitchhiking through Spain. We've hitchhiked a lot, and we were in Spain, and it was very very late at night, and we'd already been into this hostel, and we'd asked for a room, and they'd said no, we have no more rooms. But then we'd gone out to find another one. We couldn't find any. Then we came back. It was really really late, and we went in, and we were like, "Do you have a room now?" And then this man, and this sounds like I'm making it up. He opened a drawer. And there was nothing in the drawer but one key. And it was for room number one. And then he takes the key and walks us to this room, opens it up, lets us in, and then closes the door, doesn't give us the key. And it's like clearly like a room that has been used. It's like a normal hostel room, but it's being used as storage. So there's like a few beds here and there. And we're just like, okay. And Ina's like, oh, I can feel things. There's something in the room. And I was like, what? And she was like, I'm not going to tell you because it's really scary.
And I was like, okay,
don't tell me. And then somehow I fell asleep when she was very scared. But she sacrificed herself for me.
Yeah, and you feel safe with Ina.
Exactly. Because she hasn't told me what she's seeing. And then the next morning, I was like, what was it? And she said, well, it was, I don't want to say the details, but she was like, it was something with children and children's feet and arms. I was like, oh my God. And then when we go out into the sunlight, the hostel is like adjacent to this like what used to be like a children's hospital. So something about children. I'm hearing this, Sarah. I'm hearing this from your cynical, cold, dead eyes.
You're in a room. She goes, there's something to do with children's feet and arms. You walk into the sunlight and there's a big children's arm factory.
There's a hospital
spouting out feet.
Clearly there's been something happening with their feet in there.
Yeah.
Or arms or whatever.
It's indisputable. What
how else would you explain that?
I don't think anyone can.
No, exactly.
When you were hitchhiking,
the hospital's keeping the arms in that.
We've already moved
maybe
in. I've already said it's indisputable.
Maybe there was some disease that had to do with the arms, I didn't look it up. But I'm pretty sure if I did
you
look
didn't
it
have
up
to.
They'd be like, oh, that was the hospital where
spare
they
spare feet.
A lot of the someone stole.
And on
the
underneath that
something
article would say, thank you, Ina.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ina.
When you were hitchhiking,
would
Ina sometimes say, not this one for the car?
Yeah. That's great. So that's how I trusted her.
Yeah.
But she would be like, no. Like someone would stop and she'd be like, no.
Yeah.
Like, okay, fine.
And here you are alive.
And here I am alive.
So how do you explain that?
Coincidence. Pure coincidence. She's probably just saying no to all of the men.
I'm very killable.
Yeah.
So there's probably, like, if she hadn't been there.
All right, well, I've never met Ina, and I'm still alive. How do you explain that?
Barely.
Hanging on by a thread. How do you explain that? Nobody in my life can predict the future, and I'm managing just fine.
Mm.
So what's that all about?
Have you been hitchhiking a lot in Spain?
Well, I will now.
Just to prove,
just to prove a point.
Okay.
And
well,
if I don't come back, sorry, Ina, I apologise.
Sarah died.
So have
the
you
way
had,
they lived.
Did
by
you
being
have
a contradictive cunt.
Cunt.
Did you have a big Nimbus experience with Ina then?
Well, I think so.
Okay.
But it depends. So if you don't trust
Ina, stop being
can, if you don't think she can look into the future,
I've invited
then
you
yes,
here.
It's a huge, then it's a huge, uh-oh, that could have gone wrong. But if you do believe, then we were fine all along and nothing bad could have happened, right?
Yeah, well, there's no point telling on the podcast, is there?
I guess you have to stay contrarian then for this bit.
Okay, I'll keep hitchhiking.
Because I already think that nothing could have happened.
So we were hitchhiking, and this was in Berlin. We're trying to get to Berlin from Denmark. And we were, when
yeah, you don't have to hitchhike in Berlin. Just take the Uber.
Buses and stuff. Yeah. And this car stopped, and it was this one guy. And Ina did the, like, we can trust him thing. Okay. It's like, fine. So we got into this car. And then he drove for, I didn't speak any English, and we didn't speak German. And then he gets like, a big road, I think, like, one step below a motorway. I don't know what roads are called.
Auto big road way.
Sure. That one
below both, as in,
do you,
like,
know, like, it's a huge road, but it's not so big it's a motorway,
not quite a motorway,
not the autobahn.
Really doesn't matter, it's just a big the barn road.
Yeah,
very big road. We're driving on the big road,
large then, road carriageway.
Sure,
yeah, we'll and go with that. Yeah. Ina would know if you're in.
And then he drives into this the bit where you stop, the bit where you can stop
lay by.
Sure.
Services?
Yep, no, not services, just like a plane. There's nothing else but like a place where you can park. And then he gets out of the car, asks us, like, motions to us to get out of the car. And then we're just kind of standing there. And then this huge white van with like black windows drives in, and it's like five men.
Oh, God.
Like big, like raw looking scary men.
Jesus.
And one of them gets in the car and drives it away.
Oh, no.
So now we're here with these men and in the middle of nowhere and their van. And they open the van and they're like, you know, get in the back. And I was like...
Huh. And she'd seen all this, had she?
And, no, she had, but she also knew, hadn't seen any danger.
She knew it was fine.
Okay. So we got in the van and they closed the doors. And then they all sat, like, in the front or whatever. And... it's one of those, like, if that had happened to me today, no, I would have just started running into the road probably, and I would have died.
So did you get in the van without complaint? Did you go?
Yeah.
Great, love vans.
Just like, well, what else should we do?
If anything, we had too much room in that car.
What else should we do? We're just stuck in the middle of Germany on a layaway, whatever you call it.
And they don't, and they didn't speak any English either.
One of them said, Jesus. So I think his name was Jesus.
Yeah.
As in Jesus.
Yeah.
Right.
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. Another.
If you were
going to
give a fake name,
story.
You'd go with that, wouldn't you? I think the first name you think of, Jesus.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Jesus parallels in your story, because there was the one where you tried to find an inn and then were like stopped.
And Ina is God.
And Ina is God, yeah.
Ina is God?
Yeah.
Okay.
God. I mean, it's beautiful.
It's beautiful. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Anyways, we got in and then we were like, put our keys between our fists just in case.
Yeah.
We were having to fight all five huge, muscly men.
See, yeah. Ina was open to the possibility that she'd been wrong.
She was nervous. Yeah, she was a bit nervous there. Yeah. But I don't think she's as nervous as she could have been.
No.
But maybe that is because she's a lot more athletic and quicker than me. So if it all came down to it,
like,
she could probably throw me to the wolves.
Right, got it.
She's very nice, so I don't think she'd be. I don't think she wouldn't do that. Anyways, they drove us to an airport, and we took a nice picture with them, and they were all very happy to drive us to where we needed to be.
Fucking fantastic!
Yeah, we didn't die.
Ina,
nothing bad happened.
Ina,
no, you're both idiots.
Yeah,
oh, well, are we alive idiots? Yeah, we are.
Yeah, and I'm glad that you're here for me to tell you off. Never do that again. Don't hang out with Ina.
Sophie's already said that she'd never do it again.
I'd never do it again. I mean, we did.
You did it
again.
We did
some other stuff later, but
we did a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah, but it was slightly different.
Yeah, we hitchhiked in Egypt.
Yeah, you got in a van.
Yeah. We got on a boat down the Nile with someone who turned out to be a drug dealer.
But
with Ina again.
But Ina thought it was fine. And here you are alive.
And here we are alive.
So,
this is the most infuriating podcast episode we've ever done in our lives. And I need Ina on the phone. I can't
call a friend.
She's busy saving the world.
Yeah. She's helping
refugees.
Her whole
job is like saving the world.
Yeah.
Well, good. At least she's doing something with her powers.
She is.
Yeah.
Right. Fine. Okay. Well, I think that.
What will you do with those powers?
I think you're very responsible.
I wouldn't do it alone. I'd only do it traveling with someone who could see into the future.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Sarah, if you could see into the future, you would just use it for yourself, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. If I could see into the future, I'd become a millionaire. I'd buy all the vans. I'd prove Ina wrong.
What, travel
then my kind of find Ina. Yeah. She wouldn't do it, would she? Because she could see into the future that you were going to. I mean, probably just be really annoying towards her.
Yeah. Plus, you've said it at this on this podcast now.
Yeah. I think that's incriminating.
That. Also, if Ina does go missing, I'm
very
fucked.
Incriminating.
Don't worry, she doesn't listen to podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
No, she's busy.
She already knows.
Saving the world.
She knows what we're going to say. Complete pointless exercise for her. How did you meet Ina?
We worked together at UNICEF.
Oh, did you?
Which she was very, very good at, and I was not.
What did you do for UNICEF?
We did... Well, I then found out you call in this country what charity mugging...
Yeah,
which is such a lovely way of talking about, you know, people who try to
talking to people on the street,
money to nice charities. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And she was very good at that. She was very, very charismatic. I was not good at that.
Very hard job, isn't it?
So hard.
Oh, it was the worst. It was one of the worst jobs I've had.
Mm.
But then I became what we call a phoner, so I would do it from the phone. I was very good at that.
Oh yeah, you got a good phone voice.
I'm very good at. I don't like standing in the street. That was not good for me. But on the phone, oh, I was very good at that job. Oh,
yeah, you do have good phone. I bet that's the same skill why you're so good at podcasting.
Yeah. And also
like you're just a good talker.
And manipulation, you know, just getting them where it hurts.
Yeah.
I was really good at it. No, really
you
manipulative.
You can't pull out a CV though, can you?
Oh, I could. And then I got another job.
Comedian.
No, I started running my own. I became like, what's it called? Like the leader of a
cult.
Yeah.
You could be the leader of a cult.
I would love to be. The leader
I 100% think you could be the leader of
Thank
a cult.
Thank you so much.
I think that's
Sarah would never fall for it, but I'm already signed up. So
that's so nice.
I'd
Thank
be the one
so
that
much.
Takes you down.
Yeah, you can try. I'd love to see you try. That's
yeah,
so
I'd
cute.
Love to see you try as well.
I'd throw like a waffle chip and like a little puppy.
That's how you distract me.
Yeah.
Throw one Leon waffle.
Yeah.
You're running That's after it. Louisa, it's mine!
But I ran my own little phoner department at one point, teaching others how to do it. There was a point in Denmark, this is so long ago, that it feels weird still bragging about it, but where, so Ina would write down like how to do this for doing it in the street, and then I would do it for doing it on the phone. So it was a long period of time where if we were like stopped in the street by someone, or if we got a phone call from someone being like, do you want to support this and that, I could hear my own words being said to me, and I'd be like, oh yeah, you read the thing that I yeah, so you're doing it wrong, this is what you need to do. And I'd like guide them through it. I was so good at it.
You both had a monopoly on the charity manipulation sector.
Yeah, we were both very good at it.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I'm team Ina now.
Why not team me? I did it as well.
No, I've always been team you.
Oh, okay.
But you don't claim to see into the future. But
I don't claim.
Loved that story.
It's not for everyone, is it?
No.
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 No. I really like it.
Yeah. It's just for people who believe in a slightly more magical world.
It's like witches and stuff. I love the witch stuff, when people do witch stuff.
At the moment Sophie's arrived, you've been trying to undermine me in this podcast, and I don't know what's gotten into you today, Mickey.
Yeah?
Okay. Sorry for having my feet planted on the ground. That was a beautiful story.
That was beautiful, and
I do think it was a near miss.
It feels like, knowing what we know now about murder.
Yeah.
And from all the murder podcasts.
Oh, we've learned. You don't get in a van.
Is it important
that we mention that don't get in the van?
That's
number one,
the time
isn't it?
Of murder podcast, I'll just say that.
Yeah.
Rule number one, don't get in the van.
Don't get in the van.
If you have a choice, don't go with the van.
Yeah.
Five men is too many men.
Yeah.
There's
five too many men.
Five too many men. Don't get in the van.
Yeah, odds are they're not taking you to the airport, I'd say.
But hashtag not all, you know me, not all men is what I say a lot.
Oh, we knew we'd get a catchphrase at some point.
Yeah. Normally you shoehorn it in, but this one actually was quite
a lot of sense.
Yeah. Should we ask about sliding doors?
Do.
Okay. Do you have any sliding doors moments.
Well, remember when I was a phoner at the charity place?
Yes.
There was a night. So I because I was good at it, I also ended up being like the social person of the place, which I've never been, haven't been since. But I was a person being like, let's go get drunk after the shift. So I was also, because I was in love with the boss. So cute. I once wrote a rap and performed it to him for his birthday. It was I don't want to talk about it. It was so horrible.
What?
So horrible.
We can't skate over that.
Oh my god.
I wrote a rap and performed it to him. No. And I tried to make another person from the shift what's it called?
Beatbox,
yeah. And then and she ended up giving like saying no at the very last moment because she was so ashamed.
Yeah, of course.
And I should have listened to that. Instead, yeah. I was like, I'll just do it a cappella.
That should have set the tone.
Yeah. But anyways.
Whoa. And did the boss fall in love with you?
No. He stayed with his girlfriend. despite the rap, I'd like to say, not because of the rap. It was a very long and personal rap referencing a lot of things about him. It was a rap about him.
God.
How cool he was.
And he resisted that, did he?
Somehow.
Wow.
Somehow.
My dad had that, got a rap written about him once.
Where did your dad work in 2010?
This is like in the 90s.
Oh.
And it's like he worked for an orchestra.
Oh.
And some of the admin team wrote a rap about how they always, like, it was like these girls and they were like, we're always trying to flirt with you, but like to no avail. That was like part of the rap. And they performed it, I think, in front of my mother.
Oh, I respect Ludicrous. That. As someone who's done exactly I respect that.
Yeah, well, the girlfriend was there when you did it?
No. I don't think I would have. Okay. Well, I don't know.
She's the one you were trying to get to beatbox.
I only did it in front of, you know, everyone else at the job. So.
But it's not just girlfriend. It's like wife and mother of his three children.
Three daughters. Yeah. Crazy.
Anyway,
I also love that you told me, because there's something about seeing yourself from the outside and being like, oh, those girls look like fools. I wonder how I looked.
I bet you looked real cool.
I was so cool.
Made your dad look amazing, though.
Like, yeah, and also, whenever people are like, I've had people say before when I say that my parents are very happily married, that they're like, I'm sure there's stuff that you don't know. And I'm always like,
what?
Why do people say that to you?
That's such a sad thing.
Yeah, awful. I think people like project onto,
yeah,
because if you've never seen it, like, if you've never seen, like a happy marriage, and there aren't, it's not like they're fucking everywhere.
Yeah.
I feel like you maybe are a bit skeptical. What?
Never mind, I just heard it wrong.
Yeah, they're skeptical, I think.
There's a different reading to the words that you just said.
What did I say?
No, it's too ridiculous.
You were talking about how happy relationships are not everywhere. But
they're not fucking everywhere.
Sort of kind like of your parents, you were like, don't like
they
wrong.
Only do it in the bedroom and the kitchen. They don't fuck everywhere. It was just the images in my head. That I hope they do.
You want that for your parents, don't you?
But yeah, so I think that I've had people before, like really cynical, being like, I bet you don't know. Doesn't your dad go on tour with the orchestra? And it's like,
You know how those orchestra people just are all the groupies?
No, that's what my dad says. He says they're like the biggest shaggers and they're always cheating on everyone.
Aww.
And but my dad would, and again, I would be like, well, I have this rap that says that to no avail. These women were trying
to never
go
for it.
So
that is taking it so far to actually paying some of your mistresses to write a rap about.
Yes, wouldn't that be amazing?
Yeah, so
honey?
Now we've slept together.
It shatters your world.
You're going to have to write a rap about me.
Yeah.
To make them not think.
Dad cheat on your mum, but he commissions raps.
That's the real takeaway.
Yeah.
Right, so I'm with you.
Anyway, so there was a lot of, every night we'd finish the shift at like 9 p.m. Then we'd go to the local pub and we'd just get drunk and it was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one night when I think the boss had quit, who knows why, and it was sort of like there were a lot of new people at this job now, and I was a bit more like, I don't really want to go out, and I decided to go out anyways. And that was the moment, right?
Yeah.
Because two things happened on this night out. One of the new guys flirted with me, and
nice.
Was very like, "Can I have your number?" And I was like, "Okay," but not interested because he was a weird nerd loser.
Sure.
I was like, ugh, no thank you. And then there was a new girl and she was so funny and I really liked her, and I wouldn't have spoken to her if I hadn't gone out on this night. And I ended up liking her so much that I started, like, she was very bad at the job, so I started helping her a lot, even to get her to stay, because I wanted her to be around. But she did get fired eventually because she was so bad at costing the charity money. But then she was like, thank you so much. Is there anything I can do for you? I mean, if you're looking for any, like, volunteer work, I do run one of the most, like, popular volunteer jobs in Copenhagen, which is this one where you basically run an open mic. And she was like, do you like comedy? And I was like,
oh,
I love comedy. I've seen, like, the only big comedian in Denmark. I've seen him loads. And she was like, well, there's, like, open mics where these new people come and do, like, try out jokes. And I was like, what? I didn't know that existed. So of course I want to come there and work at this place. So she got me this volunteer job at this open mic in Copenhagen. And within, so it was every Tuesday, I think the third Tuesday, I was like, holy shit, what the fuck is this? And I ended up going to every single other open mic in Copenhagen, started sleeping with all of the comedians I could, and ended up, one of them was like, you can't keep just being here all the time, it's a bit much, so you have to start doing stand-up. And I was like, oh, okay. So I went home and I wrote 16 pages of jokes. And then they were like, yeah, next Tuesday. So the place where I was now working as a volunteer because of her, I ended up doing my first spot.
Wow.
And then, at the end of 2011, I very randomly saw this flyer for the musical Rent in Copenhagen. And I was like, I've once watched that movie. I'll go and see the musical. And I went, guess who's the main character? The loser guy who flirted with me.
No way. God.
And I was like, oh,
not a loser anymore.
Now he's singing.
This is Skater Boy.
That is very hot. That is very hot. Oh my God. I was saying to my friend who was with me, I was like, oh my God, he asked me out like a year ago. And she was like, and did you say no? I was like, yes. I said, no, I can't believe I did this. I can't believe I did this. Oh my God. He's like the main character. So afterwards, I went up to him. I was like, hi. And he was like, oh my God. Hugged me. And he was like, we should like go out. And I was like, yeah, we should. Whew, thank you. And we ended up going on two dates, and then he got very busy with a Christmas show. And then in January we finally met up again, and we were like at my place. I'd set it all up. You know, I had a fruit bowl, which yes. I never had before.
Obviously, like, you need someone, it.
I put like Shakespeare's collected works like next to my bed, as if I'm just like scrolling through Shakespeare every night.
You just made sure that every bit of your room was able to make like a still life.
Yeah,
I'm completely obsessed with the fact that you just set up scrolling through Shakespeare.
I know. I was hoping that everyone would miss that. It's my second language, Sarah, but thank you for marking my...
No, but that is I've such a millennial mistake. Just to be scrolling through Shakespeare. You know the word reading. I know you know the word reading. You can't second called? Language your way out of
What's
this.
It called when you just... When you do that with
skim.
The book.
Skimming.
Yeah, skim.
That isn't scroll. That the finger version of scrolling.
Yeah.
Scrolling is either really millennial or like super old school.
It's true, yeah. Perhaps... Yeah, Sophie doesn't actually own a phone. But they have so many scrolls.
Sophie's off the grid.
All my Shakespeare scrolls. Anyways, he came over and then we were like, he had his guitar with him and then he sang me a song he'd written.
This is great.
And then I laid in his arms on my bed and I said, I think I'm falling for you. And he said, what? I thought we were just friends.
No.
I was like, what? Sorry, what? We've been on dates. He was like, no, we haven't. We've just hung out. And then he started crying a lot for hours and hours. And he was like, it's always me being rejected. And now I have to reject someone else. And I was like, yeah, it's really hard for you, isn't it?
And it was, you're the victim of this.
And then I got really, really heartbroken. And I was like, you know what? Fuck him. I'm going to go to London. I'm going to watch all of his favorite musicals. Ha ha ha. That'll teach him. And I went to London and then I saw the matinees. And then in the evenings, I was like, what else should I do? I should try some open mics in English in London. And then because I did that, I ended up meeting Bobby Mayer, who ended up saying, why don't you just move here? And I was like, Bob, what? And then I did. So wow. If it wasn't for that night where I had...
And Bobby. That's so lovely.
And Bobby and this musical theater of Jackass...
So your entire career is out of spite.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all it's a huge coming from a you. Place of you can all go fuck yourselves. Yeah,
I love to love hear it. I love to hear it.
If I'd just gone home that night and hadn't gone out,
yeah,
she would have been fired. She would have been fired the next day, and I wouldn't have met him. Oh, I also said to him, but you flirted with me at that pub. He said, no, you'd said that you knew someone who was hiring and I was looking for a job. So I was like, oh, I didn't remember that bit. I just remember you asked me my number. He was like, yeah, because you said you knew someone who needed a job. I was like, oh, yeah. No. Oh, I'd forgotten about that bit. I thought you were flirting. No. Oh, okay. Okay. That's important, isn't
well,
it?
Well, you showed him.
Well...
Fuck that guy.
No.
I think like a heartbreak is a really good, like there's loads of people who do like things they finally actually wanted to do because they were heartbroken.
It's a great incentive.
Yeah. It's a great incentive.
Yeah. Well, I enjoyed the musicals very much. Well. It was very
Which
nice.
Ones did you see?
I saw what's it called? Blood Brothers, Les Mis, Wicked, Phantom.
Wow.
Those are the ones I saw.
All of the
All the big ones.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I was very happy.
Amazing. I loved it.
Great stories. We loved them. Thank you so much for telling them to us.
Yes.
Thank you.
Do you have anything you want to plug?
Plug away.
I'm doing a show in Edinburgh.
Yes.
Called Bang Lord.
Yes.
And I'd love for people to come name. And see it if they are into that kind of thing.
Where are you?
Oh, Monkey Barrel 3. At 2:50.
Lovely.
I want to say, yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
And where can people find you online?
Oh my God, all the places. I'm even on Threads now.
Threading it.
Thread, no. Instagram, TikTok. I'm all of the places. It's Sophie yeah. Hagen, but it's Sophie mm-hmm. Hagen with an F, which is might be why people can't.
Sophie find with an F, not Hagen S-O-F with an F.
F-I-E-H-H-E-N. Yeah.
Lovely.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Goodbye.
Sophie Hagen.
Sophie Hagen.
Actually, it's Hagen. I just saw them post a story the other day about how no one can pronounce her last name.
It's Hagen.
And it's Hagen. And I was like, well, I can do it. I can fucking do it.
Well, let me do what I wish you'd corrected me. A whole podcast ago, to be honest.
But only, like, she can't actually mind that much.
No.
Like, my name isn't being said properly.
Why? What's your name?
Mickey! No. Just, it's not
O. That's how it's pronounced. It's the exact same, but you have to go, Mickey!
Yeah. The
really hard to be mad at you.
Emphasis is on the last sound. No, it's my last name, like Overman.
Mm.
It's Overmon. But well, I also
that's fucking stupid.
So stupid.
We're not doing that.
No, I don't think anyone should do it. But partly because I think it sounds kind of Jamaican, like
Overmon.
Yeah, like someone's trying to do like a
mon,
like
yeah.
an accent, which is like it's not. That's the Dutch way, but just like. I don't think we should, any of us should even go in anywhere near that.
I mean, your name is what it is. If you're allowed to have it be what it is.
No, but I just think like...
Some astute points made there.
I mean. I just think like, if I went everywhere and I was like, it is pronounced Overman.
Mm.
I think everyone would just be like, sorry, how...
Yeah,
just,
they're not going to do it.
For that tiny a difference, it's not like it's a really big difference. It's like tiny.
Mine... It's pronounced wrong all the time.
It's actually
Sarah Big Dick.
I knew you would have nothing. I could tell by your face. I was looking at your face and I was just like, they've got fucking nothing.
You have nothing. And you were right. I think I had less than nothing.
Okay, I think what we need to remember is that this is the post.
This is the end of the podcast.
This is the end. We can't end it like this. So so thank you all so much for listening.
Thank you all for listening.
Please sign up to Patreon if you haven't yet. I don't know if you can tell, but we love our patrons.
We love them so much.
We love them so much.
We love you. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for supporting. We appreciate it so much. You are heroes in our
You are lives. Heroes, and this podcast literally would not exist without you.
We would have stopped. And every time I think about stopping, I think about you.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm.
Please sign up if you haven't yet. Whilst we love us, we would like more. We want more. We need more.
Yeah, we're not closing the door on them.
Yeah, it would be really nice to at some point be able to get a studio that doesn't have any problems.
It's a pipe dream.
But also, we would like to get Lucas back.
We'd love to get Lucas back. If you want more Lucas, you got to sign up to the Patreon.
Please sign up to the Patreon. That's the only way that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Please come to our Edinburgh shows. And I think that's it.
Yeah, that's it. That's all of it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I've been Sarah Big Dick.
I've been Mickey Overman. And you'll hear us next time.
Thank you for listening to Thank Fuck for That. It was hosted by Mickey Overman and Sarah Keyworth and produced by Lucas Jeffco, with music from Ben Kavanagh.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.